Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is an election with one voter, Mitt Romney. And he gets to decide who he thinks would be the best vice president of the United States, the person best prepared to serve with him to turn our country around. And I like the way Governor Romney makes decisions, and I'm sure he'll make this one really well. But I'm certainly not weighing in and saying who I think it should be. I don't know, you know, whether Governor Romney, I've said this all along, I love being governor of New Jersey, you can tell. I think every day the way I do my job that I love being governor. But the fact is, if Governor Romney picks up the phone and calls, then you have to answer the call and listen, at least.
That's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who seems to be changing his mind about whether he would be Mitt Romney's running mate. The presidential race, once again, in the number one spot where it has been for most of the year so far. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to a special hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, taking a look at the top 10 talk topics for the first half of the year. Here's a rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio as we see them for the first 6 months of 2012. Immigration reform is number 10. Facebook IPO and privacy issues, number 9. The battle over Obamacare, number 8. War in Afghanistan, number 7. The Zimmerman-Martin case, number 6. Situation in Syria is number 5. Price you pay for gasoline, number 4. Iran and their whatever they're doing, number 3. Economy, number 2. And the presidential race so far this year, number 1. 2012 began with the Iowa caucuses. Host Chad Hartman talking to a caller about Michelle Bachmann ending her campaign after her dismal finish in Iowa, the state where she was born.
What is the one word to describe the campaign of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann? It is extraordinarily difficult to run for the presidency and have success. Extraordinarily. We're talking a minuscule amount of our population who has a chance. But let's just be candid here, okay? She wins the Ames straw poll. You may not have heard this, but she was born in the state of Iowa. You may not have heard this. She's from Minnesota. You may not have heard this, but she's against Obamacare.
Wait, now, hey.
You may not have heard this.
Double check.
But she's against Dodd-Frank. You may not have heard this, but she's a social conservative. She had so many advantages built in, many of them created by herself. Some just worked out that way, that mom and dad were there and she was born there, and she finished last, bottom, done. Huntsman doesn't count. He didn't campaign there. He made fun of Iowa. He said, you pick corn there, they pick presidents in New Hampshire. Not going to be him, by the way. So I'm saying failure. I'm saying my word is failure. Let's just be honest. This was a failure. Congresswoman, she at one point captured the imagination of Republican Nation. But when you have all the built-in advantages, there is no way she should have finished last unless they ran a lousy campaign. Lousy campaign. And again, at various times, which is making stuff up out of whole cloth. So what is the word to describe Michelle Bachmann's campaign? Steve, you're on.
Unelectable.
Unelectable?
Definitely.
Well, then how did she win the Ames straw poll? How did she have momentum?
I think they didn't get a chance to see her interviewed enough to understand that she never answers the question. She just turns it into talking points and drives everybody nuts because she won't answer questions.
That's right on. Seriously, that is so right on. Because even today, when it is her bye-bye speech, what did she spend most of the time doing? She talked about Obamacare again. We got it. And there are many people who share her views. But when you're leaving and saying goodbye, at least this part of the campaign, is just Obamacare. She can't pivot. She can't show her ability comfortably and naturally to handle this question. You're a smart person if you reach this level of success, but sometimes you don't demonstrate it in the public scene on a regular basis, and there were some times when it was, you were just shaking your head.
Up next, more on the number one topic for the first half of the year when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
You at Old Navy, come.
Select styles only, in-store only, adults on the second for weight.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Jimmy Bones.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
This is a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We are moving up and down and around the top 10 talk radio topics the first half of the year. Not a very big surprise, presidential race number one. Here's host Peter Tilden with political reporter Wayne Slater. They talk about the huge amount of money in the campaign, including the $100 million that's gone into GOP super PAC so far, all from one donor.
You know, Gingrich brokered this deal, and I'm still waiting to see what Gingrich gets out of it. But he took Romney by the hand and introduced him to the owner of the Venetian, Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah.
Did you see the amount of money Adelson said he may spend this year?
No, I did not.
Adelson gave $10 million to restore our future, right?
Yeah.
All told, the Adelsons have now given at least $35 million. He said today, because he's got a net worth of roughly $25 billion, that he may be spending as much as $100 million on the 212 elections.
You know, God bless America. I think Adams and Jefferson had this in mind.
I think so, too.
When they started this country.
I think so, too, that a guy could come up, a little man with gambling money, and that's my money, your money, if you've gone to the Venetian.
That's right.
He's going to spend $100 million.
No, I mean, it's astonishing. When, in fact, the Supreme Court, the Roberts activist, conservative activist Supreme Court, decided that it's okay that private corporations and individuals spend whatever they want, and in some cases not even report what that is, that's okay within the free speech ideal of America, then I'm a happy man.
What does Obama do? Does he go to Vegas now and try and court Steve Wynn or Wayne Newton, or does he try and get his other 100 mil Oscars? Because you look at that number and your hair starts falling out.
Well, you can't be Wayne Newton, because I remember traveling with George Bush in 2000 on the airplane. Was Bo Derek and Wayne Newton, which was a Republican ideal of famous people in your airport.
Got it. So, aside from Adelson spending $100 million, and I didn't want to make this all about money, but Mitt Romney is so outraising Obama when it comes to Wall Street. It's $37 million to $4.8 million.
It wasn't until about a week and a half ago that I thought that that Obama might be in trouble. I know it sounds crazy, but even here in Red State, Texas, when I saw the economic numbers, I began to think, Obama may really, really, really be in trouble. On the other hand, last weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, I was at the Texas Republican Party Convention.
Right.
18,000 delegates. And at one point during this convention, people would mention the nominee, Mitt Romney, by name from the stage, and these delegates would boo. Senator K. Billy Hutchinson mentioned Romney, and people would boo. Rick Santorum, I talked to Santorum at one point, and he was careful only to mention Romney once. Because real, true Americans understand that that Obama may be someone from Kenya, but Romney himself is not a true American either. There is a lack of enthusiasm within the Republican Party, not simply an antipathy for Obama, but a lack of enthusiasm for Romney.
And to your point, Wayne, this is why, he may be running in 2016, but why Jeb Bush came out and said what he said, that George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan would have not fared well with this party today.
No, I think Jeb Bush is one of the extraordinary figures in the party, and I feel funny about that, because you know that if you were in a third world nation, you'd think, are there only two families, one in the Bushes, that run the country? It's like some kind of a banana republic. But Jeb Bush is so, so right.
From last month, here's a conversation with CNN's Wolf Blitzer and Ron Paul, who says he's still not ready to endorse Mitt Romney.
I assume you've reconciled yourself with the fact that Romney will be your party's nominee.
Well, it looks like he has the delegates, yes, but he doesn't have the control of the hearts and the minds of the people. And right now, a lot of delegates who are pledged to vote for Romney are actually very strong supporters of ours and will be strongly supporting us when we want to put things into the platform to say, hey, we don't need another war. Yes, we do need to audit the Federal Reserve. Yes, we ought to really cut spending. So there's going to be a lot more support there than the delegate count indicates. There'll be support for our cause of liberty and for what we've been doing for a good many years.
Your son, Senator Rand Paul, has endorsed Romney. I take it you're not yet ready yourself to endorse Romney, are you?
No. Not ready.
You're not ready.
No way.
When you say no way, what's stopping you? Because you obviously appreciate the fact he's going to have 1,144 delegates that will put him over the top.
Well, what's he going to achieve? I think it's legitimate for us to continue the debate. I know they don't want the debate at the convention. Everything has to be smooth and proper. But, I help pay for the convention because the taxpayers pay Republicans $18-plus million, and Obama gets $18-plus million to have these grand parties. I think we should be serious and discuss differences. And it used to be that we would go, the last time I actually went and attended the convention, we didn't even know who the nominee would be, and that was in 1976 when Reagan was challenging Ford. I mean, they used to mean something. And right now, I'd like to have these conventions mean something and continue to debate and decide what we as a party actually believe in.
Up next, we move on to the economy in Iran when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review for the first half of 2012. The special edition continues. We're up to number two now, and that's a discussion of the economy. Here's a conversation with Talk host Chip Morris and Congressman Cliff Stearns of Florida. They talk about the Congressional Budget Office report and the dire warnings over fiscal policy.
The Congressional Budget Office has just released a new report that's saying that what's being called Tax-mageddon, effectively the same set of problems that were dealt with in the 12th hour after the 2010 election, where things got jammed through, and then we wound up with this debt ceiling situation that got jammed through, and it's continuing resolution after continuing resolution. And I appreciate that the House of Representatives has passed a number of bills that won't. But what can we do about breaking the gridlock and dealing with the very important questions that nobody seems to want to talk about in Washington? How do we get that done, sir? Lead us.
Well, one thing that I think what a lot of people don't realize is the Republicans only control the House of Representatives. The Senate is controlled by the Democrat, namely Harry Reid. We sent 22 bills over there to give incentives for small businesses. None of them have been voted on. And, of course, President Obama has indicated that he's going to veto anything that we offer, including the Keystone Pipe, which would create 22,000 new jobs. But to answer your question, obviously I think electing Governor Romney would make a whole lot of difference. And if we could just take the Senate, then we could move forward. Because, as you know, the taxes are all – the Bush tax cuts expired. And a lot of people say – that's good, but it's going to be a huge tax increase, and not just the rich, but also middle class. All the dividend tax is going up, the capital gains tax is going up, the Medicare tax that we add on is going to go forward. Not to mention the ATM, which is all part of this tax increase, and that's going to affect the economy dramatically.
As well as the doc fix, as well as the FICA taxes going back up. As well as the sequestration of the without regard to what it means to the military. I mean, it seems like nobody's willing to do their job because they don't want to be on record prior to the election again.
Well, I think certainly the Republicans in the House, we voted to not let the Bush tax cuts expire, and I think many of us would be receptive if somehow the president were trying to compromise that so that we could have move forward in 1st of January without this Armageddon of taxes, which you mentioned. But I think the important thing is we've got to have some kind of semblance of budget order. I voted for the Paul Ryan budget, and a lot of people think that's too draconian, but I think actually he tries to approach it in some way to try and reduce spending.
Iran is number three on the countdown. From February, his host Rita Cosby and Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan talking about the possibility of Israel launching an attack on Iran and their nuclear weapons program.
This is a major, major issue, and of course, a big concern. There you are, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. In the thick of it, how concerned, I guess, are you and the committee of Israel maybe doing a preemptive strike, and what do you think the repercussions could be?
Well, you know, the one thing that concerns us is a unilateral strike by Israel targeted against Iran. I mean, it would, all our moderate Arab allies in the region would be put in a position to have to oppose that, and it would certainly strain relations. The retaliation impact of that would be significant. We would have to try to deal with some of that. So it's concerning. It's not in the best interest of the United States that they unilaterally take a strike at the Iranian nuclear weapon program.
So what do you think, what would happen, to the U.S. also? Would there be, it's interesting, some of the rhetoric I'm sure you've seen today, there's some very strong rhetoric coming out of Iran, basically threatening to target U.S. bases if Israel would do something with Iran's nuclear program. So we're at a high-stakes war.
Well, it is. I mean, we do believe that even if it is a unilateral attack by Israel, that they're going to see it, they're going to view it, the broader Middle East is going to view it, and it's certainly going to be championed as a U.S.-led attack irrespective. So we're going to have to deal with that.
We'll move along as our review of the first half of 2012 continues here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, halfway through, Doug Steffen here with this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the top 10 radio top topics, if you will, of the year. Gas prices, number 4. Here's a conversation from April with host Manny Munoz and energy analyst Phil Flynn talking about the effect of oil speculation on the price you pay for gasoline.
How much does oil speculation really drive the markets and, more importantly, the price of gas?
You know, I think oil speculation assures that when you pull up at the gas tank that there's gasoline in that tank. Because without the oil speculators, it's very possible that when you pulled up to that tank, it wouldn't be there. And that's especially true in a world today where the risk to oil supply is higher than it's ever been. You've got insurance companies that don't want to insure tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz or coming out of Iran. You've got countries across Europe hoarding supply. And it, without the speculators to assume that risk, you wouldn't see the oil as easily available as it is today.
Now, I don't proclaim to be an expert in this area or anything like that. From the little bit of research I was able to do and glean from this, one, as you mentioned, speculators play an important role in the price of gas and getting it here. Two, isn't any kind of investing really speculating? I mean, it's legal, and it almost sounds like the president wants to make this legal activity much more difficult. Is this just more regulation, what he's proposing?
It is. It's more regulation and dangerous regulation. And, in fact, I think that if the president is allowed to try to manipulate prices by using regulation, he's going to be guilty of what he's trying to accuse the oil traders of doing. You know, really, what this comes down to is that if the government isn't happy with the price of oil, they can use their political muscle to try to drive people out of the marketplace, and that can have some very serious unintended consequences for the American consumer.
One thing that he did say that to me makes perfect sense, apparently right now, as the rules stand in these in the oil markets, you can buy a million barrels of oil this morning and sell a million, that same million barrels of oil this afternoon for a profit or a loss, what have you, but you don't actually need to have the money. You don't need to have that purchase backed up in any way financially. He wants to make that a little bit different. Is that the way it works, and shouldn't you have that backing before you can make that purchase and that trade?
No, he's wrong about that. You do have to put a margin requirement or a good faith payment to make sure that you do have enough money to back that up. In fact, every time you buy 1,000 barrels of oil, currently the margin requirement to carry that position for more than 24 hours is about $8,000. You know, it's roughly about, currently about 6.7 to 8% of the total contract value. But that's the way futures contracts always work, because the speculators are assuming the risk. Sometimes they assume that risk for a day. Sometimes they assume that risk for an hour. Sometimes, you know, for more than that. And that's a very, very critical aspect of this particular marketplace, because if you try to force these guys out of the market and say, hey, you know, we're going to make you put up the full contract value of the oil, they're going to find different markets to go to. And that means, of course, we're going to see less transparency of the market. And, you know, we won't really know what a fair price for oil is.
Number five on the countdown, as we are halfway through the year, is Syria. Here are what some of the talk radio callers you may have heard have had to say about whether it's time for us, the U.S., to get involved in that country.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read most of, 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria. The people, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, you know, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we don't know what happened to Gaddafi. But I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God, it's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
Up next, the Martin Zimmerman case and Afghanistan, plus the battle over Obamacare. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at webex.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
webex.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
You at Old Navy, come all.
Select styles only in store, $1 for sale per week.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Talk radio, talk television in review. And so the special edition continues looking at the top 10 for the first half of the year. And the Zimmerman-Martin case is number 6. From last month, here's host David Cruz talking about George Zimmerman entering his not guilty plea outside the courtroom so that Trayvon's parents and the news media wouldn't hear it.
A secret plea. Entered by George Zimmerman in the killing of Trayvon Martin. A secret plea. And I say that because instead of this information having been handled openly in court so that even Trayvon's parents would have been able to hear for themselves this man enter a plea, imagine to our surprise that he actually entered a plea a dozen days ago. And only now do we know what it is. He told the court, I am not guilty. And yet he had the audacity to turn around and tell the parents that he was sorry for the loss of their son. And I told you yesterday, I thought those were very hypocritical words. Well, I think him entering the not guilty plea and having done so secretly, even makes that apology ring more hollow and false. Here's the other thing he did, and we're just learning this because through a Freedom of Information Act request that the court had to respond to, they had to open up all of the court documents. We're also learning that he has waived his right to answer the murder charges in person. Here's what that means, basically. He's hiding in a cave somewhere, or maybe a resort. We don't know. And even though he was told he can't have any alcohol, who's checking? We don't even know where he is. No one does, except maybe his family. He doesn't even have to surface until the trial starts. So two very significant concessions made here. I think really three. A bail that was very flexible, very lenient. Some of you think it's fair. I don't. Especially in a high-profile case with the high possibility of flight risk, one. Two, he entered the plea secretly. Does he have the right to do so? Yes, but how often have you heard that being done in a high-profile case? And three, he won't even have to appear in public until the trial. Here's what I think that does. Pretty smart move by the lawyer, by the way. If I were representing him, I'd have done the same thing. Here's why. The less you see of George Zimmerman, the better. He reminds you of the crime. So keep him out of sight. Let the thing cool down. Let it chill. They won't see him again for a while. People will just forget. That's what I think the whole play is. So he's going to stay in hiding indefinitely. Because really, we don't know when this thing is coming forward.
Number seven on the countdown, the end of the war in Afghanistan. Here's Mark Smith from the AP with Talkos David Kaharsky. They talk about Afghanistan dominating this year's NATO summit.
Afghanistan is the main subject here, David, and that's the alliance members are talking about this 31-month countdown, if you will, to the end of the combat mission for NATO and its partners in Afghanistan. But then, of course, the big question is what happens next. And, you know, they'll still be fighting there, and the Afghan government still will have a fight on its hands with the Taliban. So today's session, in addition to reviewing the plans for the drawdown, is also about what goes on next and how to pay for and equip the Afghan army and keep government functioning, and also about the presidential elections, which are coming up again in 2014. So a lot to talk about for these summit leaders.
Have we gotten any indication from any of these visiting countries? Have we gotten any indication of whether or not they're up to helping pay for this this effort, this longstanding effort to keep Afghanistan's military bolstered?
Yeah, it's a very good question. There have been some indications that commitments will be forthcoming, but there are not going to be any, we're told, specifically made here. It's estimated that it could cost something in the neighborhood of $4 billion a year to keep Afghan forces up as a going concern, and, you know, obviously equipment and materiel and ammunition and that sort of stuff. The Afghan government is expected to pay about $500 million toward that. That's obviously out of their own money, but the rest of it's going to have to be made up somehow. The question is, what are the allies, who are, of course, cash-strapped at the moment, especially the Europeans with their debt crisis and everything else, are going to want to contribute. Certainly, it is not going to be a surprise that the American taxpayer is going to be on the hook for much of that money.
The battle over the health care situation, number eight. Here's a conversation with host Brian Moline, some of his callers sharing their concerns after the Supreme Court upheld the president's health care plan.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Well, actually, I take that back. This is probably one of the bleakest mornings I've woken up to in the last 3 years. I don't know if the people really understand what just happened, so let me frame it a little bit. You can be guaranteed that this will take this nation probably another 25 to 30% further in debt in the next 4 years. On top of that, all the other spending programs that this administration is well known for are going to continue. And at the end of the day, everybody out there is going to see their taxes skyrocket. Because you become nothing more than a subject slave to government, taxation. So they're going to allow you to work for them, but it's going to be harder and harder and harder to get ahead.
Don in Champaign, good morning, Don.
Well, remember today. Definitely remember today. Everybody remembers the day the music died, right? I think it's the day the U.S. died. Get ready for unemployment to go up to about 10%, I believe, if not more. I went from believing into the good old USA to the not-so-good USA. I'm embarrassed to be part of this country anymore.
All right, Don. Well, thanks for sharing those thoughts. I don't know why you'd be, you know, embarrassed to be part of this country. It's just it's part of it. You know, things get enacted that we don't agree with, and you can voice your opinion at the ballot box. Certainly, the folks who put this into law, most of them are up for election. U.S. House elections this fall, presidential election this fall. Lots of ways you can voice your opinion. Tyler is on the line. Good morning, Tyler.
I'm self-employed and. I'm a single parent calling in from Rantoul, and I make roughly right around $1,600 a month. After I pay my taxes, it's down to, we'll say, $1,213. Then I pay my rent, which is $550, which puts me down to $650 to $700 bucks. $150 for my car payment for a 99. That puts us down to $500. Car insurance is $100. That puts me down to $400. Pay my utilities. That's just for gas, water, and electric is $250. That leaves me with $150. Then I have to pay for child care, and I'm lucky enough to get help from state, but still, that's $50. So now I'm down to $100 to $200. That's to put food on my table, put clothes on my kids' back, and put gas in my vehicle to get back and forth to work. There's no way that I can afford another $150 for health insurance. I'm 27. I'm in decent, healthy condition. You know, somebody that has a pre-existing condition that's on a fixed income can't get health insurance. And does anybody else see this?
All right, we have two to go, Facebook and immigration reform. They are up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Top 10 talk topics for the first half of the year continuing. This is a special edition. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 9, the Facebook IPO. Here is host Barry Armstrong along with reporter Beth Healy. They talk about investigations and lawsuits that have come out of Facebook's dismal IPO.
Have you got any more information about Morgan Stanley being investigated by Bill Galvin's office? How'd you come by that information?
Well, Galvin actually announced that yesterday that he was putting out a subpoena. And he does that. He does a little more disclosure than some other regulators do. Mm-hmm. But in addition, it looks like FINRA and some of the other financial regulators are also looking into this deal.
Yeah, they are. Now, what's the culpability here? What did they do, Beth? Explain it to in layman's terms, if you can. What is the accusation, and how did it adversely affect buyers of this stock?
So Morgan Stanley, big Wall Street firm that led the underwriting of the IPO, which means they were one of the biggest firms to be offering shares to investors, both large and small, individuals as well as big pension funds and mutual funds. The allegation is that one of their analysts talked to some investors ahead of the IPO about, say, some of Facebook's new problems that were coming out last week, revenue slowing down, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And that's against the law. That is verboten. There's supposed to be a China wall between the investment banking division and the retail side, right?
Well, it seems like the real issue here, Morgan Stanley is claiming that they put this information out to everybody in a fair way. But the question that the regulators are focusing in on is, did the analysts share some of these concerns only with some of the larger, more important investors and not with everybody?
That's the accusation. And what other evidence is there that they may have done that, Beth? Do you have any more yet?
I don't know that there's evidence yet. I think this IPO is drawing so much attention, of course, because It's enormous, the biggest high-tech IPO ever, so much buzz and excitement around it. And then instead of rocketing up when it came out of the gates, it's dropped, you know, more than 19%. And so that gets people wondering what went wrong.
Is it possible to find out if Morgan Stanley is propping the stock up today? Because the market's down 150 points, but Facebook shares are up.
It's very interesting. It's a hard thing to know for sure. But there were reports that on the first day of the IPO that some of the investment bankers were, in fact, propping up the shares. By the way, they're kind of supposed to do that, right? If your broker comes to you and says, I got a great deal for you, you should buy these shares, you'd probably be happy that the firm was helping keep the price of the shares up.
Yeah.
That's not an inherently bad thing, but clearly there's a problem here because the pricing of the IPO may have been too high.
Immigration reform takes the number 10 spot on the list of talk topics so far this year. Here's host Wayne Cabot with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They talk about the Supreme Court's ruling on Arizona and the immigration law there.
What did the justices say here?
Well, the court, 5-3, Justice Kagan didn't hear the case. 5-3 declared that 3 of the 4 provisions of Arizona's law were unconstitutional. They were preempted by congressional immigration law and policy that has come down over the past couple of generations. The 4th provision was allowed to go into effect, but Justice Kennedy, who wrote the majority decision, said that it would be subject to further review, state court review, and federal court review. So it is a victory for the Obama administration. They got almost everything they hoped for from the court. There were 3 very strong dissents. Justice Scalia basically said, if Arizona can't protect itself from illegal immigrants in this fashion, it shouldn't be able to call itself a sovereign state. So clear battle lines, but a victory today for the feds.
So you mentioned Justice Scalia, also Justice Thomas, no surprise there, I guess, wanted to keep all these provisions intact.
Right, and Justice Alito was the 3rd dissenter. Chief Justice Roberts was in the majority here. He did not write any sort of an opinion. He was on board with Justice Kennedy's analysis. And don't forget, Justice Kennedy is the only current member of the U.S. Supreme Court from California who has a sense of some of these southwestern issues that Arizona and other states out there were facing. So a big decision today. I don't know what it sort of foreshadows for Thursday's ruling on the health care case. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that is the next big political issue coming up in a few days. The president on this issue says he's worried about what the high court left intact in Arizona. He said that no American should ever live under a cloud of suspicion just because of what they look like. Is there still a civil rights issue here in Arizona?
Absolutely there is. Remember, this fight was about whether the law as written was constitutional, whether it could be allowed to go in, with the federal immigration policy to the extent it conflicted with that.
So immigration reform, one of the most talked about topics so far this year, coming in at number 10. So let's review. Facebook IPO number 9, Obamacare number 8, war in Afghanistan is number 7, the Zimmerman-Martin case number 6, number 5 is Syria, number 4 the prices being paid for gasoline, Iran's pursuit of nuclear weaponry is number 3, the economy is number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. As we work through the top talk topics of the year so far, the year 2012, I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.